This is In the Know for Monday, June 4, the 155th day of 2018. There are 210 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. Litchfield's Country Station 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com via the Apple and Android smartphone app. And you can catch us on the podcast or hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines from around the community, around the region. Be a big day in Cougar sports. We'll tell you why. That will be coming up. We will also tell you the weekend box office, what happened at the movie theater, and we have today's water cooler question. It'll be a chance for you to win tickets to head on over to Beach Bend. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling in to my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl, it's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah? Why, why just okay?
Well, as of today, I have a 16-year-old daughter.
Ah, so,
Yeah.
Another driver in the house.
Well,
maybe.
We hope.
Soon enough, as a possibility.
Yeah.
Very good. So, big things planned for today?
I think so.
And the big celebration and all that. So, very, very good. Look forward to it. That's coming up today. Happy birthday to Anna. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger Fortune. She's Vera Lang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey.
Jump, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. Keep us on it, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it.
How's Misty?
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
We got out of one of these last week.
I know, right?
We didn't have to go through this on Monday last week.
Makes this one harder.
Does make it a little more difficult. I remember you said something last week about being a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
You're a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband's a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
Your children are night owls.
Yes, they are.
I'm a night owl by nature. I can't decide what you are, Christy J. Buckles.
I don't know that you would classify me as a night owl.
You could just as easily be awake all night. You could just as easily. You could get up at 3 a.m. You could go to sleep at 3 a.m. You could go to sleep at 7 p.m. You could get up at noon.
You're confused.
Yeah. I don't know what you are.
You're like an early morning owl.
You're a newborn. That's what you are.
I've never been able to quite figure it out.
It's
because
a newborn.
Even from like day one with you.
Yeah.
Six, what? It's 5 a.m. What are you doing up
are
watching
doing?
I Love Lucy?
Right?
I can't help myself. I don't know why.
It's just weird.
It's exhausting.
Well, that's what. So I can't. Do you consider yourself, are you a morning owl? Are you a brunch owl? Are you a,
I think more of a morning owl.
Okay. Right, fair enough.
A hoot owl.
I don't know.
Try not to hoot.
Do you, I have found a place for the Thomases to visit this summer.
Oh, yay.
It's a place in Austin, Minnesota, called, I'm being for real, your husband especially would love this, the Spam Museum.
Oh.
It has displays of the meat product through the years, as well as a section for kids who can guess how many Spam cans tall they are. I wonder how many Spam cans tall your husband is.
I'm going 11.
I was going with way higher than that, for the record.
Too.
They even give out free samples.
Oh, my goodness.
Called Spamples.
So I was, I cooked dinner last night, like I never cook, but I fried pork chops, made beans and cornbread, fried potatoes and squash, made homemade macaroni and cheese, not even out of the box. Like it was a big deal.
Wow.
As I am preparing dinner, which is only going to happen once this year, he comes through with a Ziploc bag and a hunk of Spam. He slices off a piece and says, "That's just a little bit of heaven right there."
Yeah.
And I just point at the stove, and I was reminded, this is why I don't cook.
It was an appetizer, though.
He has Spam in his life.
It was just an appetizer. He still wanted the pork chops and the homemade macaroni and cheese.
I mean,
believe you me.
Not even out of the box. Like, I had to cut the cheese up. I had to cut up the potatoes.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, while we were grilling and she was preparing dinner last night, I had a bite of chicken salad that she made for lunch that I wanted so bad, so... You shouldn't feel bad. I still ate dinner and enjoyed it immensely.
But it was chicken salad that she had made, which was really good, which doesn't insult that she's preparing something else. You liked the other things she prepared. Right. I didn't make the spam.
But you've known for a long time that he's in love with Spam.
He loves Spam. Spam is his true love. I am just the backup.
I really like Spam. I kind of get it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like Spam well enough, but no. I don't love Spam at all.
I don't like it at all, not even well enough.
Any food that takes a key to get into, to me, is playing hard to get.
You like the taste of the Spam.
That's right. Big day in Cougar sports today, something that has not happened since 2005, I think, is the last time that the Grayson County High School Lady Cougar softball team made it to a regional championship game. And they have done that after a defeat of the Muhlenberg County Mustangs on Saturday afternoon. They won 6-3. And now, potentially for the first time in school history, the Lady Cougars can advance to the state tournament if they win the regional championship this afternoon at McLean County High School. The game will be at 7 o'clock this evening. They'll play the Apollo Eagles. And the Eagles defeated Butler County with a 14-0 win to advance to this game. So both teams playing pretty well. And it is important that it's not Owensboro Catholic opposite the Lady Cougars in this regional championship game. There's just something about the mojo about Owensboro Catholic being there. So the fact that it's Apollo gets the mojo out of their minds. Lady Cougars have played very well. Apollo obviously able to put up 14 runs on Butler County in a regional semifinal. It'll be interesting to see what happens going into tonight's game.
I'm excited for them.
And, me too.
I'm very excited. It's they've called an orange out.
Yes.
So get out your orange stuff.
Yeah.
Get your booty down to McLean County.
Yeah, it's a hard place to get to. But if you need directions, just let me know.
You can find it.
Siri lets you down. I'm looking forward to it. I think this is the year.
I think so too.
There's something about it. I think this is the...
I'm prophesying.
This is the year.
This is the year.
The Clarkson Police Department asking for the public's help in locating a Clarkson man wanted on drug and fleeing police charges. Police are searching for 22-year-old Troy Blair. He has arrest warrants for possession of a controlled substance and fleeing or evading police. He also had a parole violation warrant issued for a matter not related to this drug investigation. If you have any whereabouts, please contact the Clarkson Police Department. Chief Buck Meredith at 270-242-2800. 4-1, 242-2841. I saw a lot of people headed to theme parks this time of year. Mm-hmm. There was a slight collision at Kentucky Kingdom on a roller coaster over the weekend.
Oh, I didn't see this.
It will remain closed until an investigation is complete into the collision of two of its cars. Kentucky Kingdom officials say one car on the ride bumped into another that was waiting to enter an unloading station on Saturday. The five people went to a health clinic at the Louisville Park to be evaluated. Four of them returned to the park, and the other was taken to a hospital. So anytime this happens, the state has to be notified. So inspectors will begin to look at the incident. So, I actually don't know which roller coaster it is. But in the loading station, when you come off there and you're waiting to enter the loading and unloading station, I wonder what happened. Is my thing. Is this human error? Did it get away from them? What?
Surely there are safety mechanisms in place that human error
I thought it was all automated to the point
that's
where
what I thought.
It better be mechanical failure.
Surely.
Because I don't want 17-year-olds.
Right.
You know, I don't want a case of whiplash being in the hand of a 17-year-old when it comes to me.
Exactly. They just can't catch a break up there, can they?
Huh? Yeah, I mean, they've had far worse incidents happen, of course. You know, if they're going back, that's been almost 20 years ago since that happened with that little girl on the Superman ride.
No, it was 10 years ago.
10?
Yeah, I was working in the news department here. Hmm. It was probably somewhere between 2007 and 2008.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news in Eastern Kentucky it's the largest hospital in Eastern Kentucky, and they cut 100 employees. As the CEO criticized the poor decisions of a previous administration. They say that bad business decisions from 14 to 16 were to blame for the hospital's financial problems. He says that includes the hiring of 480 employees that the hospital couldn't afford. The hospital hired many of those employees when it opened a clinic in 2015. The hospital says that has eliminated about 250 positions by attrition. Over the past few months, he says the cuts will help turn the hospital's finances around. That hopes that some of the employees laid off Friday will be rehired as expansions take place into various services. Regional healthcare having a real, I get healthcare period having a hard time, but especially regional medical centers, including like our own, with some of the financial pressures that are, that they are being faced with because of the costs that they're having, the services they're having to vend at the cost that they're having to vend them at the suppressed reimbursement rates. Mm-hmm. By the insurers, and it's not just Medicaid, Medicare, but private insurance also has a tendency to want to decide what your service is worth, right, no matter what your dynamics and your circumstances might be. So it's a real struggle. But that sounds like an overinflated number. I know Pikeville is a pretty good-sized town compared to Litchfield. I also know that because of the Pikeville Medical School there, they have a tendency to maybe have more... Maybe they have a higher number of people, but just 400, they say 480 employees that weren't necessary.
How do you have?
That's my question. Does this turn into professional welfare?
Right.
So we're just going to give everybody who needs a job in healthcare.
Yeah.
So then that says to me, what was the cost of the services? What was that doing to inflate the cost of the services at this Pikeville hospital?
Exactly.
So but it's worth noting.
500 people too many.
480 people too many, and they went through and just sent 100 home the other day.
Well, if you have 480 too many and you only send home 100, what are you doing with the other 380?
Right.
They're too many.
Hey, when we were over at Gerald's house last weekend, you have those big, those ball, the inflatable
the
ball
hamster
things.
Balls.
That's hamster balls, yeah, that you run at one another. And you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all thinking about maybe putting in a sky lift or a zip line or something like that to add to your.
I think a sky lift would be fun for
those. Sky lift would be fun. By the way, in case, and so this is the reason you need to know this. Operators of zip lines, climbing walls, and similar devices must now register them with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture and make sure they comply with state law by July 1. A new law passed a couple of years ago directed the department to regulate aerial recreational devices. The law defines such devices as including equipment that simulates rock climbing, beams, bridges, cable, traverses, climbing walls, nets, platforms, ropes, swings, towers, zip lines, or jump systems.
Like, that just covered everything in Kentucky.
Every fun thing that kids want to do.
Every fun thing that's gone into place in the last 5 to 10 years in Kentucky. I'm a little taken back that we weren't having these regulated up until now.
I'm a little surprised the law was passed in 2016 and you had until 3 weeks from now or 4 weeks from now to get in compliance.
Like, you know how many zip lines there are in Kentucky unregulated now?
A bunch.
Or hopefully regulated, I guess.
Well, they'll supposedly be regulated starting July 1.
Wowza.
But does that include the indoor jump places?
I don't know. Or is it just ones you can see from aerial view?
The indoor jump places, they know their stuff's dangerous. If you go to sign one of those releases, right?
It's
they don't
10
play
pages
around.
Long.
They don't play around
no,
with those.
They really should read those. Yeah, you really should. And you have to give blood, I think, now.
Yes.
That's right. They don't play on that. Bob Baffert is starting to see parallels between Justify and American Pharoah.
Really?
He says, of course, they're on the verge of the second Triple Crown. The Hall of Fame trainer is quick to recall his admiration for his first history-making superhorse. He said, I've never had a horse work like him. His mechanics, his motion, just the way he did. But this horse is starting to act like Pharoah. So we'll find out, you know, the different. American Pharoah is a 2-year-old champion. They came in. It'll be different paths.
Hold on,
but we'll find out on Saturday.
Isn't Pharoah the one that's providing the stud service right now?
Yeah. But a lot of them are. It's not just American Pharoah.
I know, but he's been in the news here lately for his services. So when he says he's beginning to act like him.
Well, I don't know.
What exactly does he mean?
I think on the track.
All right.
I think on the track.
Maybe he's moonlighting.
Texas Tech rolled past Louisville 11-6 to sweep the home regional there. So college baseball still underway. What else to tell you about? Did you go out hunting any rocks or out on any trails on Saturday? Or
I did not get to the National Trail Day, but I saw photography. Wow. Well attended.
Looked like a stampede.
Could be because of all that great promotion that was done here.
Most likely. I'm going with yes. You know you're in trouble when...
You don't have to say anymore. I just kind of know.
The classic.
All the time.
When your mother calls all three of your names, you know you're. That's a classic sign of in trouble. Here's some other ways you know you're in trouble. When there's a sign saying back in 10 minutes on the airport control tower door.
This is bad news.
You don't want air traffic control.
No.
You don't want them taking long breaks. The company you work for pays your wages out of petty cash.
Oh, dear. It's a penny for you?
You might be.
It's a penny for me.
You might be in trouble. You might be in trouble when you tell the barber what you think about his prices before you get your haircut.
You're going to want to wait.
Wait till you get the Barbasol on there. And then,
timing is everything.
Then do that. You take an assertiveness training course, but you're too afraid to tell your wife.
You may have picked a bad one.
It didn't stick. Your pacemaker only comes with a 30-day guarantee.
Oh.
And when the pest exterminator crawls under your house and never comes out.
Oh, dear. That's a bad sign.
That is a sign that you might be in trouble. Got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. Brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Father's Day coming up. It was, 2 weeks from yesterday, I suppose. Is that right?
It is.
Yes.
Wait, two weeks
from yesterday. It'll be the 17th.
We talked about this.
Didn't we?
You have time. They can do personalized case knives. So if you've got a dad who likes case knives and especially likes personalized things, Jennifer and the gang can help you do that. Plus, they have Turvis tumblers and other things that dads can enjoy, decor things. I told you I got my dad a bicycle wheel clock. Mm-hmm. So cool. You shop for dads at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they're celebrating Thank God It's Monday. Doesn't have quite the ring to it as Thank God It's Friday does. And it's also Old Maid's Day.
Oh, I know a couple of those.
Well, we probably shouldn't have those anymore. That's maybe kind of insensitive. One of the things that I read about Old Maid's Day, it was created in 1948 for unmarried women over age 35.
You're just too old to marry them.
But nowadays, 35 is when a woman sometimes starts thinking about having kids.
Right.
Not here in the South, but in the Northeast, and where people, you know, they wait to get married, they wait to have children, etc. I mean, 35 is young, so it's hard to label a 35-year-old.
I'm 42 and still have classmates having babies over the weekend.
So there you go. So I don't know if we should celebrate that anymore or not, but it is kind of fun to think about.
I was talking about the deck of cards. Remember the games?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I said I have a couple of those. Yeah. Didn't you have the game when you were little? You play Old Maids?
I'm certain we played Old Maid. Yeah, the game.
Actually, we have a set in our closet.
Right. So. Yep.
Well, we might have to rename it to be...
On the deck of cards, she looks like she's
way older than 35.
Yeah, Methuselah.
Steph Curry broke an NBA Finals record with 9 3-pointers last night.
Crazy.
In game two. He was kind of throwing it in. A couple of them he threw it in from his hip. He was like shooting down here. Exactly. He finished with a game high 33 points. it wasn't as exciting as the game the other night, but it went about the way. Of course, the Warriors fans taunted J.R. Smith whenever he would touch the ball. So J.R. Smith's the guy who made the rebound in game one mm-hmm. and then dribbled the wrong way.
Right.
It was clear he probably didn't know what the score was. So the Warriors fans started chanting at J.R. Smith when he would touch the ball, MVP, MVP, because like as far as they're concerned, he was their best player the other night
mm-hmm.
in doing that. So now it's the Warriors. It should be 1-1, but it's the Warriors have two games. Two games to none. Game three in Cleveland, Wednesday. So I got a couple of days without that. A new survey says 45% of teens say they are online, quote, almost constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That percentage has nearly doubled in just a few years. In a 2014-15 Pew survey, just 24% of teens said the same. In all, 89% of teens surveyed this year said they were either online, quote, almost constantly or, quote, several times a day, with 11% saying they were online once a day or less. 95% of teens have access to a smartphone this year. 3 years ago, it was 73%. They were also asked whether social media has had a mostly positive, 31%, neither positive nor negative, 45%, or mostly negative effect, 24%, on people their age.
Mm-hmm. I'm not for sure that they can truly evaluate that question because they've never had a life without social media.
They don't know how it might be otherwise?
Right.
I have, you know, the way the technology boom came along, the technological revolution, we'll narrow it down. I'm going to narrow it down to 10 years.
Sure.
Okay, so if you go back to the inception, Facebook's about 10 years old now. But it really started to take off in that 08, 09. Then you had Twitter come along. Then you have Instagram. And so it just went, it was like Spinal Tap. Turn it up to 11.
Right.
In the way that it was so pervasive in all areas of our lives. And in ways, that decade came and went, the last 10 years, it came and went so fast from a technological standpoint that just now we've all pumped the brakes a little bit and started to say, wait a minute, what happened? What just happened? If you watch, speaking of the NBA, if you watch Facebook, they have an entire ad campaign now trying to make amends for what happened. They're trying to go back and revisit the 08, 09, 10, 11 days of Facebook, how it brought us all closer together.
Mm-hmm.
And it did do that.
The initial, yes. I think that's what the initial platform was supposed to do.
Right.
And I don't think Zuckerberg or anybody that he hired could ever guess how far-reaching it would be or how, even with our elections being messed with.
That's right.
I don't think there's
how
a way
scary.
To anticipate.
You can't
that.
Anticipate.
Oh, yeah. It's letting the genie out of the bottle. You can't put it back in. And they acknowledge in there. They basically say, and then some bad happened.
Yeah.
But then they're promising. We promise that we're going to get back to when it brought us all closer together, before the divisiveness that we have. Now, how they do that, I don't know, because in some ways they've created monsters. People that had no... Mm-hmm. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, but if your opinion only stinks, I'm not required to listen to it or look at it.
Right.
And so as for me, I'll tell you, I've taken a way big step back from social media.
Mm-hmm.
I just... Frankly, too many of you just got too much nonsense.
Right.
You're just spewing crap, and I don't want to see it.
Right.
So I'm out.
Well, and there's so many people that are sitting with their pitchforks in their hand waiting for something to be posted so that they can show how intelligent they are and tear it apart. There's a reason that I don't blog like I used to blog. One of it is I've just been busy. I'm not taking the time, but I've always been busy. But I think I've caught myself going, I don't think I want to cast my pearls before swine.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get to that place. It's like I was willing to share my life until there were some people come along that were authority on everything, and their viciousness was so over the top that it was just like, you know what? I don't think that I want to share this much of my life with a platform that I can't control who's seeing it anymore. It doesn't feel safe anymore.
I was doing fine with self-managing what I was exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But then all the privacy, then the Cambridge Analytica came along,
right,
and it planted enough doubt across the board for me. There was too much negative. You know, I can easily eliminate one person from my feed.
Sure.
You know, if there's one squeaky wheel, I say, I don't want to see that. You're mm-hmm. you're out. Then I can take care of that.
Right.
But when you've got so much of that, when you're spending mm-hmm. more time managing that, and then you add in the potential negatives to
right.
it. So, the point of all that is to get back to these teens. We've lived enough life. You know, we're in our 40s and supposedly have enough wisdom to know what is real mm-hmm. and what is not real. What is healthy, what is not healthy. Where to engage, where choose not to engage.
Right.
Our young people don't have the wisdom or the maturity to know when not to engage and when to engage. And it's to their detriment
right.
that they're spending all this time online. To the point now that if you go and you do a survey in Silicon Valley, you take the parents, you take people who are presidents and bigwigs at Facebook and Google and major at Apple.
Mm-hmm.
They're regulating the amount of time that their kids spend with a device in their hand.
Right. Like they know something we don't know.
They know what the origins of those devices and those apps are mm-hmm. to do, mm-hmm. and that's to get you addicted to some type of dopamine rush
right.
just by scrolling. Or just by getting a like, or just by getting a retweet.
It's amazing how many adults in my life will say, I need more likes on this. If I get more likes. And I'm like, why are we here?
Yeah.
I love social media. I love the way that I've been able to keep up. But, you know, with there, I could go into the stats of my blog and see where it was being viewed in Ukraine. And I'm like, what is going on?
You're a big hit in Ukraine. You're a big hit.
Who knew? Who knew? Apparently there's a t-shirt and everything over
David
there.
David Hasselhoff was big in Germany.
Yeah.
You're big in
Ukraine. Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And it's consistent. Whoever likes my blog reads it quite a bit. I'm hoping it's changed all the lives of Ukrainians to know what Eli the Thomas has been up to.
Part of our Sunday school lesson yesterday was talking about spiritual Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is taking the time to get away
Absolutely.
From all that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting how, and this we had a really good discussion in our Sunday school class yesterday, is how at this point in time, we have more labor-saving devices than at any point in the history of mankind. But yet, we think we're more fatigued, we're more tired, we're more stressed out, we're more... And why is that? It's because our scope of worry has gotten so much broader.
You've taken on everybody else's worry, too.
That's exactly right. And mm-hmm. so that's the importance of getting away from those things right. because you wear it. You know, it just, you.
Yeah.
So, but for us to be so tired and fatigued and overworked, but yet we have more modern conveniences, labor-saving conveniences.
Mm-hmm. We're emotionally drained.
That's right.
Then
that's
physically.
The importance of not just the. So we say, well, I'm not gonna mow the yard on Sunday. It's not just the mowing of the yard. It's the if you were to mow the yard, but you were to give your mind, your
right.
spiritual mind, your
mm-hmm.
soul a rest and just enjoy looking at the sky or whatever.
I would say if you mow the yard and put some worship music on and just chill
there
out.
There you go. It doesn't have to be Kenny Rogers.
It would probably be much more relaxing than laying in the bed scrolling through Facebook for that hour.
That's exactly right.
Even though Kenny Rogers does touch Jesus for me sometimes. It gets kind of close.
That's right. I hate to sound real old fogey about all that, but I mean... I think I'm right. I said I think. I didn't
I think
say I know.
That was good of you to at least give some doubt in there.
I don't really enjoy the back in the good old days routine, but.
You know, but I love our generation has the ability to do that. I remember soup cans with a string versus Facebook days. Like
it works about the same.
Right. I grew up on a party line and fast forward. So really, our generation has this beautiful view of being able to stand in the middle and say, I did live the teenage years with a bicycle, a party line, and an Atari. Right?
Atari.
And you guys have an iPhone,
yeah,
and Google.
When Pong was introduced.
Yeah, me too. Hmm. Right. Me too.
So we should just get back. We should just give up our smartphones, give up our social media, go back to naming our kids old-timey names.
No.
Here are 20 old lady baby names that your partner will probably hate.
Old lady.
All right.
Yeah.
Here are names that you aren't being used any longer.
Okay.
But you'll find those couples, though, they'll try and float something kind of traditional.
Uh-huh.
And it can easily go one way or the other. Like it could be, like Agnes. Agnes probably not ready to make a comeback yet.
No, but I do like I do like that name.
Do you?
Yeah, well, because I knew of a lady named Agnes.
Okay.
So.
My sister's name is second, Martha.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
Now she hated it in 1974. Well, she didn't know she hated it in 1974.
Probably 84 she really hated
she's
it.
She's hated it since she knew she had it. Ida. According to Baby Center, Ida means prosperous, by the way, so that's why it was used.
Okay.
Bertha.
Not going to do it.
Well, and the golfing industry really ruined Bertha.
They did.
And so did the pool float or the inner tube companies because
Big Bertha,
you just
Big
can't.
Bertha.
I mean, you can't hear Bertha without hearing Big Bertha. Mm-hmm. Dora.
It's okay.
Dora the Explorer kind of ruined that.
Mm-hmm.
Ursula. Mm-hmm. Beulah.
No.
Esther.
Mm.
Minnie.
Yeah. But I can see Minnie coming back.
So other than Minnie Driver, you know, Minnie Mouse, you would think that Minnie Mouse would be kind of a big influence on that. Eugenia. One of the royals is named Eugenia. I think it's a cousin to William and William and Harry.
It's just a weird, like, pronunciation.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Eugenia. You
well, here's some other ones that you don't hear very much anymore, but some of them make Alberta is one, Tabitha is one, Constance, Prudence.
I like Constance.
I don't like Prudence.
Philomena.
Philomena.
Edna, Bernadette, Agatha, Myrtle, and Winifred. You know Winifred's going to end up being Winnie.
No.
Like
you know,
Winnie Cooper.
I have friends who in the last
Winnie
years,
Cooper driving a Mini Cooper.
I like it. Have named their children Ruby, Georgia, which I love Georgia, Amy.
Yeah.
There was a Kimberly recently, and I'm like, we're going back to the 70s and 80s names.
Exactly.
Oh, and there was a Helen.
Helen?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. There is a, I have found a race for us. Trying to figure out where the state is. It's in Magnuson Park. What state is it in? Instead of traditional water stations.
Just pick one.
Just
Arizona.
Ohio. The Lard Butt 1K. It's a race for couch potatoes, donuts included.
Ooh.
You sign up, and instead of they having water stations, they'll feature donut stations every 250 meters. Replacing timing chips with chocolate chips and host a well-stocked beer garden before and after.
I'm saying somebody's going to the hospital.
Yeah, they have ambulances standing by.
Seriously,
every 200 feet.
Somebody's going to the hospital.
The Lard Butt 1K.
Yikes.
Listen, there'd be a lot of people sign up if we had one of those locally. I know we have a lot of 5Ks in mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is something for the different crowd.
I like it.
The Lard Butt 1K. I think we should sponsor that. We're going to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
Been a night in L.A., just another chance to see you. Just you and I wanted you to know that my playing days were over. Cause all I do is think of you, the writing's on the wall. Lord, I'm coming home.
know. Rubbing a banana peel on mosquito bites can help stop the itching.
Nice. That's interesting.
That's good to know.
You know, I learned last week from Special Kayla that bananas have the same protein in it as peanuts. That's why a lot of people who have a peanut allergy will have a banana allergy.
Really?
And that's why, you don't know this, but when you eat a banana, it tastes like it has peanut butter on it sometimes. Like if the protein's really...
You're just trying to trick me into eating a banana.
No, I'm really not. I'm saying, I wonder though if it has anything to do with the peanut proteins that are in that.
Maybe. I don't know. But a lot of times when people say you're low on potassium,
mm-hmm.
and I say you should eat a banana, and I'll say, no, the skin of a potato has more potassium in it than a banana.
Roach, yeah, that's where roach eggs typically get carried into your house too, is through potatoes. So wash your potatoes when you're bringing them in from the grocery.
Okay, I'm just going to drop my potatoes off at your house, and you wash them, and then I'll pick them up, and then take them on to our house.
No, I'm going
to
fry them.
270-259-6000 is the number you dial for today's water cooler question. And up for grabs, two tickets to Beach Bend. If you can win, solve today's water cooler question, call 270-259-6000. A new survey queried, what superpower would you want? And these were the top two answers. When people were asked, what superpower do you want most? These were the top two answers. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000.
Not necessarily together. But you could.
They could work pretty well in tandem, I would think.
But I wonder if this one works if you're naked.
Hmm.
Or do you have to be?
I don't know.
Right?
That's a good question.
Or does it stop working if you put clothes on?
270-259-6000 for the Beach Bend tickets. The most two offered responses to what superpower would you like to have most? Solo plummets with a $29.3 million second weekend at the box office.
I don't think I want to know.
Deadpool 2 was number 2. Adrift was number 3. Avengers number 4. Book Club 5. Upgrade, Life of the Party, Breaking In, Action Point, and Overboard. That's the way it went down at the box office. We may be getting a reboot of a reboot.
Roseanne's already back.
Carsey Werner is trying to come up with a way, and they're pitching it to ABC to rewrite Roseanne without Roseanne.
How did I know?
Melissa Gilbert becomes the center.
Melissa, you bring Laura Ingalls in to fix the Roseanne Barr crap?
Sarah Gilbert, sorry. Not Melissa Gilbert.
Oh,
Sarah Gilbert, the other Gilbert kid.
Wait, what is happening?
Don't bring my Ingalls in on this Roseanne crap.
Not half pint.
Right, I'm like, you're not.
This is, no, full pint. Full pint's the one that we're doing.
Wow, save me.
Colton gets the first shot. Colton, the most two requested superpowers are...
Flying and super strength.
Flying and super strength.
I said one of those.
That is not what we're looking for. Wendy.
Is it reading minds and flying?
Reading minds and flying.
That's what
that is.
Said, reading
minds. Mm-hmm. Mike.
Teleportation and strength.
Teleportation and strength. That is not what we're looking for.
I like that one, though.
Faye.
X-ray vision and invisibility.
X-ray vision.
I said invisibility.
You're so naughty.
That was my question, if you're invisible.
Diana.
Mind reading and time travel.
Mind reading and time travel is...
I would like time travel.
What we're looking for. Becky. Becky.
I don't think that's the right answer.
Flying and invisibility.
That's
flying
what I said.
And invisibility.
I got it right.
Is correct for the two most requested superpowers.
Good job,
Becky. I got it.
Yep, you got it.
You got it.
Congratulations, Becky. Hold on, we're going to get some information from you. Okay. Hold on.
So do you think you have to be naked to stay invisible? If you put clothes on, it ruins it? You'd just be a flying pair of underpants?
I think the clothes by electricity, you know. How we used to play tag, yeah. You could let somebody off home base if you were touching.
Yeah.
You can't get me, I got electricity.
So your
clothes by electricity become invisible as
you
well.
Think so.
Yes.
If they're on the body, they're invisible.
Yes, it's not just your torso.
But it would be fun just to see a pair of socks flying around.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with that. I'm saying, you know, hey. The internet is wondering if something's wrong with Johnny Depp.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
I was looking at the little girl before I looked at him.
Looking a little thin.
He looks really bad. Are we sure that's him?
Yep.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm guessing.
Somebody get him a vitamin.
Insiders claim sales for Mariah Carey's Vegas shows are a disaster. Well, no duh.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who wants to see her in residency in Vegas?
No.
I told you, I would have gone to see Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey if you just told me she would be sick and wouldn't show up, and I'd have paid full price.
Sure.
I didn't even need a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Kotcha Being Good category, Jimmy Fallon showed up as a surprise guest of the Stoneman Douglas class of 2018 graduation commencement over the weekend.
That's cool.
So Jimmy Fallon just showed up as a surprise, unannounced guest, and gave the commencement address after the Parkland shooting. Out there. So looking good on Jimmy Fallon. We're going to get to a break. We'll come back, finish it up for the morning here on In the Know. MB's point to ponder for today. 24-karat magic. All right, garbage cans. Day 7.
Oh, no.
Really?
Day 7.
Yep, and lid to one of the garbage cans even out further in the middle of the road.
Are the neighbors home or did they move out?
I don't know.
Really,
I was trying to figure out when it is I'm going to intervene.
Okay.
This is what I'm pondering.
Well, so garbage truck was supposed to come on Monday. That's why it's been 7
There's
days.
A good chance it might be this afternoon.
Okay.
So this is why
I'm
asking for you. So this afternoon, if this afternoon comes and goes,
sure.
Then I'm going to boss hog it tomorrow morning. Boss hog had that big antlers on the front of his Cadillac. I'm just going to go through there with the big steer horns.
You're such a boss hog. Yes, do it. And you're driving. Do it. But videotape.
Naturally, I mean, there'll be drones flying around. We get it from every angle.
If you all don't see me tomorrow, you'll know why.
This is exactly what I mean when you hear me say on the show, we kind of just tend to take care of ourselves. Like, sometimes the authorities don't have to get involved. People just take care of
self-policing.
Care of a situation. Yes.
I like it. On TV tonight, Jimmy Kimmel has Jodie Foster and Ray LaMontagne. He'll have a full show tonight, regular time. They've been doing, as part of the NBA Finals, he does a little 30-minute show before.
Gotcha.
Because his show will be on so late because of the basketball game. On AMC, a new program, back-to-back new episodes, Dietland. Men accused of sexual assault are mysteriously disappearing and then turning up dead. Juliana Margulies also stars. What else tonight? Oh, the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Vegas Golden Knights versus the Washington Capitals. The Caps won the game Saturday night, and I was pretty unhappy about it because I want Vegas to win.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup. Today's highlight in history, this date in 1940. During World War II, the Allied military evacuation of some 338,000 troops from Dunkirk, France, ended. You might have seen that movie. So Dunkirk was an Oscar nominee in the last year or so. I was underwhelmed by it.
Okay.
I think it's an important moment in history, and it's interesting to see a World War II movie from the perspective not the United States.
Mm-hmm.
and you gives you the true understanding of how big Dunkirk was. But as far as a movie goes, I didn't think it was a great movie.
Okay.
Maybe because there weren't any, you know, maybe there was not a United States influence in it. Maybe I've got to be good old U.S. of A. to be really impressed. In 1812, the Louisiana Territory was renamed the Missouri Territory to avoid confusion with the recently admitted state of Louisiana. I guess that makes sense. In 1919, Congress approved the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing citizens the right to vote regardless of their gender. Congratulations, ladies. I had been able to vote before that. You had not.
Right. I know. And then good things came.
So next year, you'll be able to celebrate your 100th anniversary of being able to vote.
Got a big party planned.
In 1998, a federal judge sentenced Terry Nichols to life in prison for his role in the 1995 bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Birthdays today. Dr. Ruth Westheimer is 90 today. She certainly made a lot of us giggle in
the
80s.
She really did, like, right? She taught us a lot.
Meemaw, you can't say that. Especially not on TV.
But she did.
It started
the age of a new era.
Only a Meemaw with a funny dialect like that could get away with saying the things she was able to say.
Right. Yeah.
With some credibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, took her seriously.
Otherwise, there was just nothing but snickering and giggling.
Right. Then you stopped and went, oh.
Horatio Sands is 49 today. Noah Wiley is 47. Russell Brand is 43. Angelina Jolie is 43. Russell Brand. King George III was born this date in 1738. I think that's the only chart topper that's worth mentioning. The only gone but not forgotten that's worth mentioning. Chart toppers. We'll go to 1963 was the year. It was later remade by Sean Cassidy, I think. Yeah, The Crystals.
The Hamburger?
No, Crystals with a C. No, that's the do trot. The do trot, 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 the do trot, trot.
Gotcha. Oh, it's the cha cha cha. I'm confused where we are.
The do trot, 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 the do trot, trot. The sandwich. No. That's funny. 1972 was the year. Sammy Davis Jr. was number one.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with you, cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two, the Candyman. Ooh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can,
cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Which Willy Wonka do you like better?
Oh, the original.
The original.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, Johnny Depp in that one's,
I mean, it's good, creepy. But, I mean, I was my age, the original makes, I mean, I love that the
most. There's something creepy about Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the point, though. Stars on 45, 1981. It's one of the original mashups, kids.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you.
This was taken from the album The Very Best of Stars on 45.
Mm-hmm. But they have an intro and outro, which is great.
I'm going to ask this question again. Have you still not watched the movie?
I'm going to do that.
Am I going on like 4 years now?
Yeah.
Asking?
You're going to have to text me one Saturday afternoon.
What's this? Oh, Janet Jackson. All right.
Sugar, all my baby. Sugar, that's your
I mean, she even got Cab Calloway to be in this video.
Right.
Wearing the zoot suits. Janet Jackson, All Right. Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, number one. Jordan Sparks, No Air, number one. A year ago today, Bruno, That's What I Like, was number one. There you go. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Anything before we go, ladies?
I don't think so.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. God loves you more in a moment than anyone could in a lifetime.
Amen.
God loves you more in a moment than anyone could in a lifetime. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.